Yerushalmi Kilayim corresponding to Bavli Menachos Daf Nun. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Tezayin and Medalef at the Mishnah. Haya Rosh Tor Yerek Venechas Sade Yerek Acher Mutter Mishnah Nira Kesoif Sadeyu. If the end of a row of vegetables enters into a field of another vegetable, it's permitted as a pound that it's the end of his field, and this is known as a Rosh Tor. Haya Sadeyu Zuhua Yerek Vumavakish Lita Basecha Shura Shal Yerek Acher. If one field was planted with a vegetable and he wishes to plant in it a row of another vegetable, Rabbi Shmuel Omer Ad Sheheya Telem Mefulash Merosh HaSadeh Va'ad Roshoy. Rabbi Shmuel says it's permitted only when the furrow runs from one end of the field to the other. Rabbi Kiva Omer Oirech Shisha Tvachim V'Roichev Meloyoy. Rabbi Kiva says it must be 6 Tvachim long and as wide as the field. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Roichev K'Meloy Roichev HaParsa. Rabbi Yehuda says it's sufficient as long as it's the width of a footstep. And the Gemara says Haya Rosh Tor V'Chule. Tani Ba'Kapar Einei Zoreh LaSeicha Ela min echad belvad. The Gemara brings it about the case of the end of a row, that Bakapar taught in a brisa that he may only plant one species there. But this is the location of this sentence really should be elsewhere. It's written in the wrong place. It's actually relevant to the previous sugya in Halacha Beis. So we continue. Ma amar Rabbi Shmuel b'roichav. The Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Shmuel, what is the required width of the furrow? Ma in Rabbi Kiva chayvish b'shalosh ruchos, you should say islei roichav malai. Rabbi Shmuel shu chayvish b'shteish roichos lekoshekain. The answer is that Rabbi Kiva, who permits even when it's surrounded on three sides and the furrow is not so visible, he requires the furrow to be any minimal width. Then Rabbi Shmuel, who requires it to be open on both ends, will certainly require only minimal width. Ma amar Rabbi Shmuel b'shura shal yerek b'stei tavua. Gemara asks, what would Rabbi Shmuel say about a row of vegetables in a grain field? Well, the Gemara said earlier that they. From a brisa that if one wishes to sow a row of vegetables in the middle of his grain field, he should make a row of separation 10.5 amos long and 6 tefachim wide. Would Rabbi Shmuel be more stringent and require the row to pass from one side of the field to the other? Ma in Rabbi Kiva do mekel hacha hu machmir taman. Rabbi Shmuel do machmir hacha like oshikain do yachmir taman. The Gemara answers if Rabbi Kiva, who is lenient here to require a row passing through a vegetable field to be only 6 tefachim, and he's stringent over there to require the row to be 10.5 amos, then Rabbi Shmuel, who is stringent here to require the row to pass all the way through, will certainly be stringent there to require the row to pass all the way through. Laisucha delei ma da amar Rabbi Shmuel taman b'roichav. The Gemara clarifies the question. The question was not about the length, but rather about the width of the row. Is Rabbi Shmuel also more stringent than Rabbi Kiva about the width to require more than 6 tefachim? Kamadat amar Hacha, it should say Kain at Amar Leitaman Leishniahi Rabbi Kiva he Rabbi Shmuel Beroichav. So the Gemara answers, just as over here they don't disagree about the width of the furrow, so too over there about a row of vegetables inside a grain field. Shmuel Amar Leishanu Elashua Achas Hashtaim Asa. Shmuel says that the Mishnah only permitted one row, but not two. Rabbi Yochanan Shimon ben Lakish Tavayon Amri Leishniahi Achas Hashtaim. Rabbi Yochanan Shimon ben Lakish says there's no difference between one and two. Rishim ben Lakish Amar Mutal Havkia Arba Shurif Babika. Rishim ben Lakish said one may clear a space to plant four rows of vegetables in a valley containing another vegetable. Amar Biyochan Ravad Shu Shte Shurif Achitzoinos Nidoinis Karuga. Biyochan says as long as the two outer rows have the same width as vegetable beds, even if the inner two are only 6 trochim wide. Amar Bizeir Ravad Shloisha Basich Shisha. Bizeir says as long as three of the 6 trochim width of the two outer rows are planted. Amar Rabbi Huna, Taima Rabbi Yehuda, Veshkisa Baraglacha Kagana Yerek, Vekamai Shi'ura Shel Parsa, Tefach. Rabbi Huna says that Rabbi Yehuda's source to require the width of the furrow to be a Tefach is the Pasuk in Dvarim, Perek Gedalef Pasuk Yud, and which you watered by foot, like a vegetable garden, what's the width of a foot? A Tefach. Taninan Hacha Rabbi Yehuda, Vetaninan Taman. The Gemara asked that if Rabbi Yehuda taught here that between a row and a field there must be a tefach distance, but didn't Rabbi Yehuda already teach it earlier in the first halacha of the perek when he said that one may plant 6 species in a vegetable bed since only a tefach separation is needed? Ilu tanisa hacha, v'lo tanisa taman, havin amrin ma in Rabbi Yehuda du machme hacha mekel taman, rabbanon de ilu mekilin hacha lo koshiken yekilin taman. Habisucha masni taman. Or ilu tanisa taman v'lo tanisa hacha, havin amrin, ma in rabbonim de inin machmerin taman, inin mekinin hacha, Rabbi Yehuda duhu mekel taman, lo kol shiken deyekel hacha. Habisucha masni hacha, besucha masni hacha. The Gemara answers then, if it would have only been taught here, I would have said that if even Rabbi Yehuda, who is stringent here, is lenient there to allow 6 species because only a tefach gap is needed, Rabban, who are lenient here to allow the width of the furrows to be less than a tefach, will certainly be lenient there to also allow 6 species. And this is why the Rabbanon's opinion needs to be taught here. Or, if it would have been taught there and not here, I would have said that even though the Rabbanan are stringent there, they're lenient over here. Then certainly Rabbi Yehuda, who is lenient there, would be lenient over here, and this is why the two cases needed to be taught.